Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Going to make some time this hour to talk all things Gableman. Got a fine guest who's joining me. He's going to help us out. He is Dan Lenz from Law Forward right here in Wisconsin. And let's just say they take a differing opinion from the work product produced by Gableman today. It is a doozy of a work product. Here are a few of the tweets that went out today. Now, Gableman is a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Let's just call him corrupt. Just saves a lot of the explanation. And he's pompous. And he's fat. Not that I'm going to hold that against most people, but, you know.
Imagine if Spanky from the Little Rascals turned really bad and made every horrible decision and became a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Well, he's made it national. He's on the Raw story. As the headline here reads, crazy conspiracy theory, Wisconsin elections chief pads effort to decertify the election. Now, Ann Jacobs, she is the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She is a Democrat. She's one of three Democrats. Now, there are also three Republicans on the panel, one of whom happens to be a fraudulent Trump elector, but setting that aside for now, because that doesn't really enhance this story for the minute. Well, Gableman dropped his report, and we've been waiting for this report. You know, it's like 6 months overdue, something approaching 6 months overdue. And it only cost us some, you know, $750,000, the taxpayers. And the guy came out immediately after the election and said, rigged, you know, parroted the words of Donald Trump, rigged election. So we knew it was going to be a partisan action right from the get-go. And now we got the work product, and to boot, he gave a little testimony today. Fancy Brian, I think we should start. Just a little flavor of Gableman, you know, sort of the sound of his voice. If you'd be so kind, Fancy Brian, let's start with Cut 10, the only one we're going to play of Gableman. But, you know, here's how he sounds. Just sort of sets a pompous tone. Lay it out, Cut 10.
He looked on the MyVote website and discovered that his father had requested a mail-in ballot. Mr. Jankowski voted and returned it all before Election Day. The Wanakee clerk told the son that since no one in nursing homes has an ID, they aren't required to provide ID. All they have to do is give consent. The son asked how his dad gave consent since he doesn't speak or write. And the clerk said that pointing isn't acceptable or an eye wink would be okay as well. I want you to meet Mr. Jankowski yourself.
Now, this is still not the soundbite I had requested earlier, so okay. I have no idea what happened to it, but let's cut that off. Here is the reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The attorney who led a nine-month-long review of the 2020 election for the Wisconsin Republicans called on lawmakers Tuesday to dissolve the state election agency and urge them to consider decertifying the results. Did you catch that? Decertifying
the
results.
On the MyVote website.
Let's turn that off.
Gave consent since he
hey,
doesn't.
Please. Decertify the results. A move that scholars have called legally impossible. Michael Gableman, the corrupted former state Supreme Court justice who led the GOP review, told the Assembly Elections Committee that legislators should consider revoking the state's 10 electoral votes. I don't think you can do that. Which went to Joe Biden over Donald Trump. That was his conclusion. The investigation's conclusion is we should rescind our Electoral College votes. While he spoke favorably of that idea, he wrote in his 136-page report that the move was not on its own in the Biden presidency. But I don't know if you're aware what their bright idea is they're basically going to get the domino started. And once Wisconsin has the courage to do this, well, you know, the dominoes will start moving in the right direction. Now, Assembly Majority Leader Jim Stenicky, a Republican from Kokona, said Gableman was wrong, and legislatures could not rescind the state's electoral votes. Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump by more than 20,000 votes in Wisconsin. Recounts and courts have confirmed those results. A legislative audit and independent review by a conservative group, for those familiar, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, found no evidence to question the results. Gableman, the special counselor, investigator, cyber ninja, all wrapped into one, by contrast, argued voting problems were extensive and said they have called the results into question. Nonpartisan attorneys for the legislature have said that is impossible. An election of presidential electors, this is a quote from the report, an election of presidential electors that violates Wisconsin or any other state legislature's relevant laws is both void and voidable. He argued that that could be done by lawmakers alone and would not require the approval of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. You see what they're doing? Gableman's bright idea. The Republican-controlled, gerrymandered legislature should just, what, take control? It's not a bill. You don't need the governor involved. We'll just decide to revoke the Electoral College votes. Now, Trump...
That's the kind of stuff that Putin does. That's the kind of stuff that, like, authoritarian regimes do where, oh, it's the party. The party decided that we won.
Well, if you let him, it is. Trump touted Gableman's work. Donald Trump, former guy, touted Gableman's work just before his testimony, issuing a statement saying, everyone who loves America should be closely following today's final hearing in the Wisconsin Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Election. You know, someone looked that up for him. You know, Trump doesn't know what that means. With highly respected former corrupted, Crudy's ad, Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. He's not highly respected by anyone. The man couldn't win re-election in the state of Wisconsin. He didn't even bother running. He knew. We all knew. Gableman's report and testimony comes as Republican State Rep Timothy Ramjam Rantham of Campbellsport calls for decertifying the results. Other Republican lawmakers have rejected the idea. Well, that was before they had the backing of Michael Gableman. I mean, this, you know, folks, I know it seems crazy, but this is probably good news. I see it as good news. Every single Republican in the state of Wisconsin is either for this report and for what? Decertifying the election, if such a thing even existed, or they're against it. And by extension, they're against Donald Trump and everything he stands for at this late hour, because the only thing he stands for is somehow trying to overturn the outcome of the last election. But I love this as a wedge issue. So anyways, Rantham is one of three Republicans running for governor. The others, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and management consultant Kevin Nicholson, well, he's kind of a perennial candidate, have criticized how the election was conducted, but have not called for decertification. And all three candidates and Gableman have railed against the state's bipartisan elections commission. Gableman called it hopelessly incompetent. Now, there is certainly a case of projection and said it should be dismantled. Republican lawmakers voted to create the agency in 15 over the objection of Democrats. Now their positions have switched, with Democrats in favor of it and many Republicans opposed to it. Well, Democrats were for the former nonpartisan, not three partisans and three partisans, but a bunch of retired judges, the Government Accountability Board. And that was disbanded by Republicans because it had the temerity to try and hold the former governor, Scott Walker, accountable for his illegal campaigning here in the state of Wisconsin. So then Republicans got rid of that and thought they'd put a toothless 3-3 board in place. And the fact that they ruled on anything whatsoever that went against Republicans, or at least to their perceptions, because that's the only thing they can point to. Speculation and some random videos that Gableman presented today at his, you know, Elections Assembly Commission hearing of him, you know, apparently, I don't know what he's trying to do. It was some really old people. And they apparently didn't have the mental capacity to vote, or that was being asserted by family members. And there was this random attorney, Kirkdall. I mean, the guy's up on ethics charges already for a number of meritless Trump lawsuits he's already rolled out. Well, he also gave testimony today. So they were, you know, quite a pair, two peas in a pod. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We'll open up the phone lines. CJ, come on, man. I don't want to make you cry. Why don't you just take today off? The rest of you, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. There is no crying in politics, CJ. So, again, I recommend you just take today off. The rest of you, though, you go to the top of the queue.
My allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy!
If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.